弟兄姊妹们平安。首先恭喜你们这十九位今天受浸的弟兄姊妹啊。
I want to congratulate those of you who are getting baptized today.
我想你们浸前班的老师都告诉你们，今天是你们要被埋葬的日子啊。
I trust that all your teachers have told you that today is a day that you're going to be baptized, or I'm sorry, buried.
所以等一下你们能够从水里面上来的话，就表示耶稣复活的生命替你们活啊。
And when you come out of the water, it represents that the resurrected life of Jesus now lives for you.
哎呀，我们非常喜乐，看到有弟兄姊妹归到主的名下啊，我们心里面非常高兴。
Yes, we do rejoice as we see brothers and sisters who are coming under the name of the Lord, and we rejoice with them.
有没有任何他们这十九位的亲戚朋友，你们今天是要来参加这个盛会的？你们站起来，我们也欢迎你们，好不好
？Are there any relatives or friends who are here because they're being baptized here today? Would you please stand up? I'd like to welcome you.
好，非常非常欢迎，请坐。
Please be seated.
我先跟你们讲一个好消息，我今天忘了带我的奖章。
I have a good news for all of you. I forgot my outline today.
所以我的讲台可能会稍微短一点。
Perhaps my words will be a little shortened today.
而且我也被提醒一定要在45分结束啊。
And I've been reminded that I have to conclude within 45 minutes.
所以我们加油。
So let's all do this together.
今天我们要讲一个很特别的题目啊。
And today we're going to come to a very interesting and important topic.
不光是为了这十九位今天受浸的弟兄姊妹。
Not just for these brothers who are being baptized today,
而且真的是为了所有的弟兄姊妹。
But truly, it is for all the brothers and sisters.
我如果从我十二岁信主算起的话，我现在已经信主了超过五十年。
And from the time where, if I count from the time of 12 years of age that I came to faith in Christ, it's been over 50 years now.
我相信我参加主日聚会的次数。在我们中间就输给少数年长的弟兄姊妹。
And I think that the number of times that I've attended a Sunday service, probably only lose to a few of you who are older than me here today.
但是我必须跟你们承认，我虽然是一个很认真参加主日的人。
But I want to acknowledge to all of you that though I am very serious concerning attending a service on Sunday.
除非住院躺在病床上，或是因为特殊的原因不能来。
Unless I am sick, I am bedridden in the hospital, or for some circumstances that I cannot make it.
我主日差不多都会来。
And every single Sunday I will attend.
施布真牧师说，你爬都要爬到聚会里面来啊。
Brother Spurgeon says that if you have to crawl, you need to crawl to the presence of the Lord.
但是我虽然这么认真参加主日聚会，但是当我这一次在预备这个题目的时候
，Although I've been so serious in esteeming the Lord's Day and attending the Lord's Day, but as I was preparing for the message today,
怎么样子在主的面前能够真正的来守主日
？And how do we keep the Lord's Day in a very genuine way？
英文是用 observes。
Yes, how do we observe the Lord's Day?
所以不是只是照规定、照习惯，被爸爸妈妈要求、被弟兄姊妹期望、被责任限制，所以我要来聚会。
Not just by tradition, not just because mom and dad forces me to come, or by habit, I just come to the service.
我希望我们真的了解主日多么重要啊
！But we truly come to understand the importance of the Lord's Day.
然后我们能够每个主日，我们决定不落掉它。
That every single Sunday that we will not neglect it.
听说在美国现在有一个很普遍的一个情形。
And we hear that here in the States, there's something that is very prevalent.
就是很多教会的弟兄姊妹，他们就是一个月里面大概有一次不来。
A lot of brothers and sisters, or once a month, that they won't come to church.
所以如果像我们教会，如果有整个所有弟兄姊妹，你一个月有一个主日不来的话，我们教会的人数一下子少25%。
So brothers and sisters, if once a month you decided that you're not going to show up.The attendance would be reduced by 25%.
你会觉得我一个月只有一次不来，已经算不错了。
You said I only do not show up once a month. That's pretty good.
但弟兄姊妹，我今天请弟兄姊妹注意的，我们不是在乎出席的人数。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to focus and pay attention to the notion that today we're not setting our sights on whether the attendance on the Lord's Day.
我们在乎的是到底我们对主日这个主日。我们认识有多少，然后我们真正的能够活出他属灵的实际来。
But what we care about is our understanding of the Lord's Day, and how much do we live out the reality of the Lord's Day?
我不光奖章忘了带，我眼镜也忘了带哈。所以我就临时拿一个五六块钱的老花眼镜来讲道哈。
This is not my regular glasses, so I that's the only one I could find this morning.
我们一起先来读一段很重要的经文。
Let's come and read a portion of scripture together.
因为经文太长，所以我截录了它，就在你们的奖章上面。
And because the verses are quite long, so I truncated it. It's in your outline.
所以我们只要念我写出来的部分。
Oh, just read the portion that I put down in the outline.
希伯来书第十章十九节到二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 through 25.
我们念一遍中文，念一遍英文。
We read it once in Chinese and then once in English.
一起来，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，又有一位大祭司治理神的家，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。好，英文的。
We read it together in English. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest of the by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你们可能在一年的里面，总有一些日子是你们特别在乎的。
And I trust, brothers, that throughout the year, there are certain days that you do care about.
哪个？
Which days are those?
生日嘛，哈。
Your birthdays.
还有结婚周年，姊妹们特别在乎。
Your anniversaries, maybe sisters, you particularly care about that day.
那很少有人像我们家的于师母年，我们结婚周年都记错日子。
And very, very seldom are people like Pastor Nancy will she'll forget her anniversary day.
带给我很多的自由。
And it's given me quite a freedom.
可能我们会纪念到我们受浸的日子，
好，我
得救的日子。
The day that we are baptized.
那我们会发现，连这么伟大的神，他也很在乎日子。
And you come to discover that the great, awesome God, He also cares about days.
圣经里面记载到神赐福、赐福、赐福，讲了一百多次。
And when the scripture talks about that the Lord blessed and He blessed and He blessed over 100 times, many, many times.
神非常乐意把祝福赐给我们。
The Lord desires to pour out His blessings to us.
圣经上甚至告诉我们，他把天窗都打开来，把所有的祝福要倾倒下来。
The scripture tells us that the Lord opens up the windows of heaven that he may pour down his blessings.
那么在这一百多次赐福的经文里面，绝大多数都是对人，对某些人，对某些人。
And these over 100 times of mentions of blessings is all usually oftentimes toward people.
对他特别拣选的器皿，或是对他的百姓。
Toward his chosen people, or just to the nation of Israel.
也包括我们所有的人。
And also includes all of us.
那他也对一些特别的地像迦南地或是哪一块地。哪个地方是他特别祝福
？And you find that the Lord also particularly bless a particular locale, like Canaan or a particular area that He's mentioned.
但是有两个地方，至少两个地方，神特别对日子说：“我要赐福给这个日子。”
But particularly in these two days, specifically these two days, the Lord says that I will bless this day.
那么在旧约里面，我们都知道是讲的安息日。
In the Old Testament, we know is the Sabbath.
所以为什么以色列百姓神要求他们要守安息日
This is the reason why God requires and demands the people, his people will observe the Sabbath.
等一下我们会来看安息日的意义
And we'll come and look at the meaning of the Sabbath.
跟我们今天在新约里面我们怎么来看安息日跟我们的关系
And in the New Testament, how do we come and view Sabbath and what does it have to do with us?
所以为什么还有人叫安息日会他们到今天虽然不是犹太人但是他们守安息日
And there are those who are Seventh-day Adventists, though they're not Jews, but they still hold fast to the importance of the Sabbath.
我希望今天听完讲到我们就能够比较清楚了
And I pray that after you hear this message today, you come to a greater understanding.
首先我们要知道神非常在乎日子。
Foremost, the Lord does care about these days.
尤其他挑的日子，他说这个日子你们要把它分别出来，叫做圣日。
Particularly the day where the Lord says, this day I've set aside, it is holy unto you.
而且神说这是我的日子，他说他特别要祝福的。
The Lord said, this is my day, this day belongs to me, this is the day that I will bless.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲 observe, 当我们在这里守这个日子的时候，是为着神。
So brothers and sisters, when we come and we talk about observance of this particular day, it is for the purpose of God.
一定要记得啊，是为着神。
You need to remember, foremost, it is for God.
啊，为着生日守日子，每一个人生日都不一样，对不对？
And for the sake of keeping your birthday, we all have a different birthday.
而我们不过是一个渺小的人，生日算得了什么？
We are small, and this particular day that belongs to me is really not that big of a significance.
当神定这个日子的时候，他叫我们把它分别为圣，叫做圣日。
But the Lord says, when I set this day, I want to set it apart, I want to sanctify it. It is a day that is holy unto you.
他要祝福这个日子。
And he says, I will bless this day.
所以利未记二十三章，神不光有安息日，而且神特别立了七个节期，叫百姓们要特别要守这些日子。
In Leviticus chapter 23, not only does he emphasize the Sabbath, but he also set up seven feasts.That they're to celebrate.
所以我们利未记二十三章第一节到第三节里面特别说到安息日。
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3 talks about the Sabbath.
所有的节期，我们利未记正好讲过，都建立在安息日这个根基上。
And we talked about all these feasts, all these celebrations. They all are built upon this anchor, this foundation of the Sabbath.
所以主说你们要宣告为圣会的节期，六日要做工，第七日是圣安息日。当有圣会，什么工都不可以做。
And so the Lord says that you shall proclaim to be a holy provocation. These are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of a solemn rest.
我没有放在讲义上，但是在创世纪第二章第三节，你们也可以看一下哈。神最初定安息日是写在创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, this is the very first time where the Lord established the Sabbath.
神赐福，对不起，从第二，干脆第一节读起好了。
We'll start from verse one.
天地万物都造齐了，到了第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日。好，这是第一次讲到安息。
And the very first mentioning in scripture of the Sabbath.
好，等一下我们会回头看。那首先我们就知道神非常在乎他定的日子，要叫我们分别为圣，为着他。
So we see that the Lord cares about this particular day that He has set aside, and it's for the purpose of remembering Him for Him.
神称它为圣日。
And so the Lord calls that day holy.
然后神说我们什么工都不可以做。
And so the Lord says, "You shall do no work on that day."
把它分别出来。
And you need to set it apart.
然后神要赐福给这个日子。
And the Lord says, "I'm going to bless this particular day."
就整个日子都是神要赐福的。
And this entire day will be blessed by the Lord.
我在想这个在旧约是这么样子的要求。
In the Old Testament, this is the requirement for God's people.
可能我们很多人觉得新约不需要这个样子。
And perhaps we think on the New Testament, this is done away with. We don't need to do it anymore.
到了新约。
And when we come to the New Testament,
你就发现圣经里面是用主日、礼拜天来代替的，安息日。
You discover that the Scripture now emphasizes the Lord's Day and has replaced the notion of the Sabbath.
我等一下我要告诉弟兄姊妹为什么，虽然我们时间很有限，没有空去讲细节。
And we'll talk about the reason why I don't have the time to go into details, but I will allude to it.
你知道，在1642年到1645年，这个英国他们花了3年的时间定了一个 Westminster， The Confession of Faith， 就是威斯敏信仰宣言。
1642 to 1645。In England, they went through this confession of faith.
他们花了三年的时间定的这个，就成为后面很多改革宗也好，长老会也好，卫斯理会，很多的现代的教会都以这个信仰作为一个根据跟提醒。
And everyone uses that confirmation of faith, whether it's a Reformation or a Protestant or whatnot.They all use that particular declaration of faith as foundation.
在他第二十一章里面第七条说，现在的基督教是用主日替代了安息日。
On the 27th page, the 7th line, it says, "Today, from now on, we use the Lord's Day to represent or to replace the Sabbath day."
然后第八条他就说，基督徒应该在主日把这一天分别出来，为着神不要做任何的事情。
The eighth line it says, Christians need to sanctify this particular day, the Lord's day, and do nothing and set it apart for the Lord.
所以从这个信仰宣言出来的这种大要理问答或小要理问答，我想这个太难了哈。Larger testament, yeah, 跟小要理问答，就是一些基本要理的问答里面又在重复的。主日一定要分别，一定要来守。
And from the subsequent conversations, the dialogue that follow, they re-emphasize the notion that the Lord's Day needs to be kept.
所以马丁路德称礼拜天为小复活节，每一个礼拜天都是复活节。
And Martin Luther calls the Lord's Day a day of resurrection. Every single one of these days is a day of resurrection.
因为主耶稣是在七日的头一日，礼拜天早晨。他复活了。
Because on the very first day of the seventh day that the Lord rose from the dead.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们第一件事情看见这个，在新约里面就有很多的基督徒，他们就非常非常重视主日。
So in the New Testament, we see that the early Christians they really esteemed the Lord's day.
在旧约都叫第一天、第二天、第三天。那么这种礼拜一Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, 这个是从巴比伦。然后到罗马帝国到拉丁世界慢慢 流传出来的一个名字。
The first day, second day, third day that we see in scripture is different from the notion of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it is since the time of Babylon, since the time of the Roman Empire, that this custom has flown into our culture.
而且很多这种 day 都是用偶像假神的名字的。
A lot of the dating perspectives are established based on false gods.
所以就有一个错误的教导说礼拜天 Sunday,是君士坦丁为了拜太阳神，把礼拜天定为节日，所以不需要守礼拜天，这是错误的讲法。
So some have said that it's an erroneous saying that Constantine, for the sake of gathering people to worship the sun god, he has set apart Sunday to be the day of worship, and we as Christians we don't need to observe Sunday.
请大家听好，虽然这一天是一样的，但是对基督徒，我们不是守星期天。我们是守主日。
So though the day, the Lord's day falls on the Sunday, but our observance is not on for Sunday. Our observance is the Lord's day.
因为现代的人很少把 Sunday 叫成七日的第一日。
Seldomly do people call Sunday the first day of the week.
都叫 Sunday.
And it's all called Sunday.
但是对神儿女们，我们喜欢叫主日。
But for the children of God,We'd like to call it the Lord's Day.
因为圣经上就称它为七日的第一日，叫做主日 ，the Lord's Day.
The Scripture calls it the first day of the week. It is the Lord's Day.
所以顾名思义就知道这一天是神的，是主的日子。
And signifying that this particular day it belongs to the Lord. It is His.
所以我本来就应该照着神的话分别为圣，这一天用来敬拜神的。
That according to God's word, that I need to set this day aside for the purpose of worshiping Him.
我想让你们看一个slide, 你们一定都很熟，知道他是谁。
And I'll show a slide. I think you all know who he is or this person is.
他是谁 ？Eric.
Eric Little. Liddell.
Little 哈。
Little.
他1902年一直到1945年，他只活了43岁。
And you can obviously see that he's only been alive for 43 years.
他其实是父母亲都是苏格兰人，在中国做宣教士，所以他生在中国的天津。
His parents are Scotland or Scottish, but they were born in China, so he actually he
但是他回到英国受教育，所以他在这个爱丁堡大学跟他哥哥在爱丁堡大学的时候，他们两个都是体育健将。
And they returned back to England, and when they were in the universities, they were both excellent athletes.
他二十一岁的时候，他一百米就破世界纪录了哈，九点七秒。
At the age of 21, he broke the world record. He ran the 100-meter dash in 9.2
所以在1924年的奥运，在巴黎举行的奥运的时候，英国就派他做百米的代表。
And so, what year?
1924年。
In 1924, the Olympics in 1924, he was representing the country to go compete.
那个比赛是要七月份举行，结果一月份赛程的 schedule 排出来的时候
，this competition was going to occur in July.But he saw the schedule in January already.
当他一发现这个比赛是在礼拜天举行的时候，他就拒绝说：“我礼拜天决定不参加比赛。”
And when he saw the schedule that he was supposed to race on the Lord's Day on Sunday, he says that I cannot race on that day.
他说：“因为这是 Lord's Day， 这是主的日子。”
And he says it is because it's the Lord's Day.
啊，别人都跟他说：“反正是下午举行，你上午参加完聚会，下午去比赛嘛。”
And everybody says, "Oh, you're competing in the morning. Just go to the service in the afternoon."
但是对他来说，主日他说我的主日是完全是为着神的，不分一部分。
But for him, he says this is the Lord's day. This entire day belongs to the Lord. I'm not going to compartmentalize it.
所以他的教练失望，百姓骂他。
So his coach was disappointed with him. The entire people, the nation was angry with him.
但是他自己说，我不能够违背我对神的这个信仰。
And he says, I cannot go against my conviction, my faith.
所以他就是拒绝参加。
So he says I cannot run on that day.
但是后来呢，他就去参加了一个别人认为说他不可能跑得好的，就是400米的比赛。
And so he ran the race, the 400 meter race, which people didn't think that he was going to do very well at.
就是不是在主日举行的。
And that particular race did not fall on the Lord's day.
没想到他那天跑400米的时候，他用 47.6 秒。破了世界纪录。
And not to unbelievably that that particular day that when he ran the 400 meter dash, he broke the world record with 47.6 seconds.
但是他特别提醒基督徒，不要以为说，我因为这样子做，所以神祝福我，让我一定可以拿到金牌。
And he reminded brothers and sisters, please do not think, but this my action.Resulted from me getting a medal for running the 400 meter race.
他说：“我把礼拜天分别出来给神是理所当然的，我并不会因为这样子我就得到神特别的喜悦。”
He said, "For me to set aside the Lord's day, it's more than reasonable, and it doesn't necessarily gain more delight from the Lord."
啊，弟兄姊妹，他就是那样子向着主认真。
His heart is so simple towards the Lord.
那很多人知道他的前半生，不知道他的后半生。
A lot of people know the earlier part of his life, they don't know the second part of his life.
他拿了金牌以后，1925年就是第二年，他就回到中国来当宣教士。
Gaining the gold medal, 1925, he returned back home.
所以你看下一个图。
He went back to China.
他回到中国当宣教士。
And he became a missionary.
那么到了最后，到了1940年，他被关在日本的在山东潍县的一个叫集中营也好，叫拘禁营也好。
And at the very end of his life in the 1940s, he was imprisoned in a concentration camp in Japan.
啊，他最后45岁的时候重病死掉了。
At the age of 45, he died of severe illness.
我这一辈子只有一次回到我的老乡，就是山东潍县。
I've only gone to this place, which is my hometown, only once in my life.
那么他们带我们去参观一个为了纪念这些宣教士他们盖的一个纪念的地方。
And so they went and brought me to the place of a monument to remember all the missionary who came to China and served there.
中国政府是不太为外国人立碑的。
The Chinese government do not erect.Anything particular for particularly Western missionary?
他们为他立了一个碑的。
But they set something of remembrance for him.
其实还有一个像他的跑步的样子。
And there's actually another statue of him running.
弟兄姊妹，这个人后来他的故事拍成电影哈。
And the story was made into a movie.
对，我想你们很多人都看过的《烈火战车》。
Many of you have seen it. It's called The Chariots of Fire.
他在1981年出来的时候拿到奥斯卡最佳影片奖。
And it came out in 1981 and it won the Best Picture, the Oscar Best Picture.
还有另外四个奥斯卡的奖。弟兄姊妹，它不是我要讲的重点，它是一个见证。
This is the movie is not the point of what I'm getting at.
他明明可以100米很容易拿到金牌。
I want to talk about is the testimony from his life that in the 100 meter it's a sure bet for him to win the gold medal.
但是当他跟来到神面前敬拜神相比的时候，他觉得什么东西都可以放。
When it comes to the comparison to worshiping the Lord on the Lord's day, he comes to the realization that everything is rubbish.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天缺少了对神这样子的一个敬虔。
And brothers and sisters, we lack this reverence for the Lord.
要把神当神。
That we treat God truly as God.
所以很多的时候，我知道大家周末很忙，要买菜，要洗衣服，要 shopping， 要跟孩子玩。
Brothers, I know that on the weekends we have a lot of responsibility, a lot of things to do. We got to shop, we got to clean, we need to take care of our kids.
甚至中文学校有个聚会就不来了。
And maybe they're Chinese school and I can't attend.
我们孩子小的时候，只要中文学校礼拜天排节目，我们就打电话说我们决定不参加，也请你们顾虑到基督徒的需要，不要用礼拜天办中文学校。
And so we asked when our kids were young, we called the schools and we said, please do not use Sunday to have these type of activities and remember the needs of those who are Christians on this day.
罗斯福总统他每一个主日一定聚会的。
President Roosevelt, every single Sunday, he will come to the Lord's table.
他如果生病重病不能来，他一定打电话给教会的牧师说，对不起，我病了，今天来不了。
If he's sick and he cannot attend, he will call his pastor and say, Pastor, I cannot attend today.
连这个俄国的赫鲁雪夫来访问的时候，他都说礼拜天我不能陪你。
Even when,
没有关系的 somebody from Russia.
A Russian ambassador would come and visit him on, that, on the Lord's day. He would say, I have no time for you today.
我这个礼拜天礼拜二祷告会的时候听到张师母做见证，我们都很感动啊。
This past Tuesday, we heard Sister Zhang, she was sharing, and I was very moved.
她感冒生病，这个礼拜五、礼拜六都病得不行，礼拜天想做，今天来不了了。
Friday and Saturday, she's been sick, and Sunday, she thought, oh, I can't make it.
所以她打电话给我们 接她的弟兄姊妹说，我来不了了。
And she actually made the call and said, I won't be able to attend on Sunday.
我们认识张师母超过三十多年，除非她病得很重，她不可能这么说的。
We know Sister Zhang for over 30 years. Unless she's really, really sick, she would never not come.
她说她打完电话以后，心里面有一个说不出来的难过跟不甘心。
She said after she called, there's a heart, her heart just begins to ache, and she said she doesn't want to just accept this.
她说今天是主的日子，我竟然不能来到神的面前，竟然不能来擘饼，不能来纪念我的主。
She said this is the Lord's day, but I cannot come into His presence, and I cannot come and break His bread to remember Him.
她里面不甘心，就说主啊，你帮助我，让我能去。
And she said, Lord, please help me. I don't want to accept this. Let me be able to go.
他说他在这样祷告完的时候，一下子里面有说不出来的力量。
And she said, as she prayed, all of a sudden there's a strength that just comes from above.
他发现他的软弱，他的那个无力一下子过去了，里面充满了力量。他就希望能够来。
She find all of a sudden that the weakness seems to flee, and she had this renewed strength, and she wanted to come.
他说那时候已经太晚联络 David 他们了，没想到女儿说我送你去，媳妇说。
It was too late to contact her regular ride, and she asked her daughter. Her daughter gave her a ride.
她不是拿奥运奖的人，她不是罗斯福总统，她只是我们中间的一位姊妹。可是这个爱神的心一样感动我们。
She's not an Olympian. She's not the president of the United States. But she's just a sister who loves the Lord. And her example encourages us.
所以我们现在要来看耶稣被从死里复活的这个日子，圣经上称它为 the Lord's Day, 主的日子。
The day of the Lord's resurrection is the day that the Scripture calls the Lord's Day.
那我们现在就来看这个主日，它其实。他取代了安息日，因为他把安息日全部包括在里面了。
And I want to come and declare to you that the Lord's Day encompasses the Sabbath.
请大家要听清楚，他不是否定了安息日。
It did not reject the Sabbath day.
他把安息日所有的意义都包括在内了。
But it came and encompassed all the significance and the meaning of Sabbath.
就像手机1980年刚出来的时候，我说那时候的手机像圣经这么大。
In the 1980s, when we first got the first version of a cell phone, it's about the size of my Bible.
而且最早的时候是 mount 在车子上的，是不能拿下来的。
And the very early versions, you could drive it around, but you can't take it with you.
我们那时候都羡慕的要死，哇，随处都可以打电话。
We all admire the notion that hey, you could call from your car anywhere.
它只有两个 function.
It's only got two functions.
打电话。
You could call.
另外上面有 time 时间而已。
And there's a time that tells you what time is it.
那我现在说 iPhone 已经包括了它并没有否定它。
And I tell you that your cell phone, your iPhone is encompassed that those functions.
我也不应该讲 iPhone, smartphone, 好吧免得都以为替 Apple 做广告。
I'm not, shouldn't just advertise for iPhones, all your cell phones, smartphones.
它又可以 GPS, 又可以音乐又可以干嘛又可以照相它有这么多这么多这么多 打电话跟时间还是在里面。
It's got GPS, it's got music, it's got ability to take pictures, but the function to call is still there.
所以我们先来看旧约里面的安息日它到底指的是什么。
And we want to come and look at the Sabbath in the Old Testament. What is it pointing to?
第一个，刚才我们读的创世纪第二章，神把万有都造好了以后。
In Genesis chapter 2, we see the Lord after he has completed, he's finished his work of creation.
神歇了他一切的工。
It says that the Lord has rested from all his works.
然后定第七日。就是一个礼拜的第七日为安息日。
So he set the seventh day as a day of rest.
换句话说，神把所有万有都造好了，把一切的祝福都预备好了，然后才创造人。
And after the Lord has created the heaven and the earth, everything that we see, and then everything is done, everything is set, then he made man.
所以我们是最后被造的。
We are the last of his creation.
所以当我们被造出来的时候，
after we were created,
所有的祝福都已经在眼前。
All the blessings are before our sight.
伊甸园各样的果子都可以吃。
And all the fruits in the Garden of Eden you may eat.
弟兄姊妹，对神，安息日是第七日，对人来说人过的第一天就是安息日。
And concerning God, his day of rest is the seventh day. But concerning man, the very first day that he lived is the day of rest.
所以神 finished 他所有的工作，他不需要再做任何的，全部都做完了。
God has finished his work. He has nothing else that he needs to do. Everything is accomplished.
然后他创造我们。
And then he made us.
教我们来享受他给我们的祝福。
That we may enjoy the blessings.
所以安息日的第一件意义。
The very first meaning, the very significance, the meaning of Sabbath.
就是我们来接受享受神为我们所有预备的恩典和祝福。
We come and enjoy the fullness of God's blessing for us.
这是第一个。
This is the foremost, the first one.
好，所以在十诫里面，
and so in the Ten Commandments,
第四诫里面又在提醒我们要守安息日，为的是纪念神已经把一切都造好了。
The fourth commandment very clearly states that we need to observe the Sabbath because the Lord has rested on that day.
而且神为什么要求安息日什么工都不可以做？
And the reason why the Lord requires that no work shall be done on that day.
你会不会觉得太不合理了？怎么可以什么工都不可以做？
Don't you think, Lord, that's unreasonable? I can't do anything?
神没有叫我们其他日子不要做工。
The Lord did not say for us not to work in the other days.
你六日都要做工。
All 6 days you shall work.
但是在这个日子要提醒我们，要帮助我们安静下来，来享受神已经做成的。
But on this day, you need to stop. You need to quiet down to come and ponder and think upon what the Lord has already done for us.
所以安息日如果你再做什么的话，
So on the Sabbath day, if you continue to labor,
表示神做的不够，神给的不够。
And what you're declaring, what you're saying is, God, what you have done is insufficient for me.
我还需要去做。
I need to continue to work.
我还需要去得更多的。
I need to continue to gain more.
神给我的不够。
What God has given me is not enough.
这就是为什么安息日有人出去捡柴，摩西问说要怎么处理他，神说用石头打死。
And this is the reason why when the very first person offended the Sabbath, he went out and gathered wood for burning.And Moses asked the Lord, what should we do? The Lord says he needs to be stoned to death.
我们人就会说，这什么神啊？
And then we would respond when we read that. We said, what manner of God is this?
太不合理了。
He's not being reasonable.
他出去捡柴为什么要打死他？
He only went out to get firewood. Why does he need to be slain?
因为这是因为神定这个日子为圣日。
It's because the Lord has set apart this day to be holy.
是这么渺小的人跟这么伟大宇宙的主宰之间的一个证据。圣经上说是世世代代的证据。
It is a testimony.This is a witness between puny people and this awesome God.
什么证据？
And what is this, this witness?
证明我们是属神的人。
It's to testify that we belong to Him. We are His people.
证明我们所信的是宇宙的主宰，是独一的神。
And to testify and declare, we put our trust, our faith in the author of the universe.
所以不是捡柴本身有什么罪。
It is not that go fetching wood has a problem.
而是因为我们里面觉得神做的不够，神给的不够。
It's because we are saying in our hearts, God is not sufficient for me.
甚至神这么严肃的要求，如果你不守，你再去做什么工，要被治死，我们视若未睹，我们不 care.
And to the degree what the Lord already said, if you do not observe and honor this day, you will be stoned, you will be killed, and we don't care.
安息日的第一件事情就是我安息于神所做成的，我安息于神所有已经给我的祝福和恩典。
And again, the very first thing is to acknowledge that I come to rest and receive all the blessings that God has prepared for me.
安息日的第二件事情。
And the second aspect.
在申命记。
And Deuteronomy.
申命记第五章十二节到十五节， 他在重复一件讲十诫的时候
In chapter 5, he reiterates the Ten Commandments.
他这是讲到第四诫的时候他不是用创造来讲了
When it comes to the fourth commandment, he did not come from the perspective of creation.
等于守安息日是要纪念我们从前在埃及为奴后来被神救出来
And now all of a sudden the Lord says, you will rememberThe day that you were in captivity, you were enslaved in Egypt, and you were set free.
在人堕落以前
And before the fall of man,
神把所有的祝福都给了
God has given us all the blessings.
从人犯罪堕落以后
Since the fall of man, since the time that we sinned and fallen,
人就被虚空、劳苦、各样的罪所辖制，所以活得非常辛苦
Man has now been enslaved by labor, by pains.And they are now enslaved in every aspect, every way.
所以从以色列百姓在埃及受这么多苦就可以看得出来。
And from all the suffering of the nation of Israel during the days of Egypt, we can see that.
督工拿着鞭子在后面鞭，叫他们天天做工，从早到晚做工。
The slave master has a whip from day to night. They are being whipped to work.
你们觉得像不像今天？
Do you feel like it's like today?
你觉得你的背后有督工的人，请举手好吗
Do you feel like there's a taskmaster behind you? Raise your hand.
哦，你们都这么自由啊
Are you guys all very free?
老板可以成为督工
Yes, your boss could potentially be a taskmaster.
经济压力可以成为督工
Our economy could be a taskmaster.
连你那个才生出来的小 baby 也可以成为你的督工
Even the little baby that is just born could be your taskmaster.
他半夜一哭，你能不起来吗
At the moment that he begins to cry, you need to get up.
他哭三次，你能够不起来吗
？He cries three times. Are you going to stay in bed?
对不对？我们很多的地方，我们就觉得我巴不得有一点我自己的时间。
And how we desperately feel, oh, can I have some me time?
我巴不得我有一定的 freedom.
I want a little bit of a freedom.
我需要 some free space.
I need some free space.
老板逼我，家里逼我，经济逼我，各方面的事情都逼我。
My boss, the things at home, the economy, everything around me.
现在还有一个小小方方的督工放在口袋，也天天逼我们。
And there's a little device that is in my pocket. Every day is a slave. I'm a slave to it.
坐电车也看，碰到红绿灯也看，什么时候都看，连讲道一码也看。
I'm on transit. I'm looking at it. When I'm stopping at the light, I'm looking at it. Even when the pastor is preaching, I'm still looking at it.
弟兄姊妹，我们活在一个被虚空辖制，圣经上说被虚空辖制的时代。
We are bound by vanity. We are in a culture that is being bound.
所以安息日的第二个意义就是纪念神把我们从世界救出来。
And the second significance of Sabbath is to remember you have been saved.
好，这是圣经上讲到的第二件。
The second aspect of the scripture reminds us of.
要在这个日子特别特别纪念神在我们身上的救赎大功。
And particularly remember on this day the salvation that the Lord had over your life.
请大家记得，安息日被列在十诫里面。
The Sabbath has been listed in the Ten Commandments.
任何人犯十诫都是用石头打死的。
Anyone who commits or offends these Ten Commandments, they are to be stoned to death.
圣经居然把这个诫命放在这边，就跟不可以偷盗、不可以奸淫是一样的重要的。
And so the Lord puts this particular aspect in the Ten Commandments to set it in the same level to those who would murder, to those who would steal.
我相信今天很多人对这些不可以偷盗、不可以奸淫，我们都会不可以杀人，我们都会守得很好。
And I think we all keep to the letter of the law, if not to murder, not to commit adultery, not to steal.
但是我们对守主日没有这个感觉。
But concerning keeping the Sabbath, keeping the Lord's Day, we don't have the same sense of urgency.
安息日第二个意义就是在这里思想神在我们身上伟大的救恩。
Truly, the second aspect of the Lord's Day, the Sabbath Day, is to remember the salvation of the Lord.
让我们从埃及的手中救出来。
That we remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt. You've been delivered.
从灭命的使者要杀。Passover, 把我们救出来。
And you've been delivered from the agent who came to the slay at the Passover.
所以主日很重要，就是来擘饼纪念主。
So we see that the Lord's Day is so important for us to come to remember the Lord.
看见他为我们被杀了。
To see that He was slay for us.
我们被救出来了。
That we have been redeemed, we have been saved.
守安息日的第三个意义。
The third aspect of the
Sabbath. 当然，第三个跟第二个，其实你把它归成一个也可以。
You can actually bring it together.As one with the second significance,
就是希伯来书第三章跟第四章所说的那个进迦南。
Hebrews chapter 3, chapter 4 talks about the aspect of entering to Canaan.
希伯来书第三章第四章不用进迦南，而讲进入安息， 来讲旧约的故事。
Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4 talks about this aspect of entering into rest, and it illustrates the notion of what has gone through in the Old Testament.
知道为什么那么多人倒闭旷野不能够进入神的安息？
He talks about all these people that have fallen in the wilderness, have died in the wilderness, and they could not enter into the Lord's rest.
换句话说，安息日的第三个意义就是迦西亚要把这班人带到迦南地。来享受应许之地。
And the third aspect is that Joshua was to lead the people of God to enter into the promised land to enjoy God's rest.
所以你可以把第二个合在一起，就是神在我们身上的救恩，把我们从埃及世界的捆绑、神的审判底下救出来，然后带到基督里。
So you can sum it with the second aspect.That God has delivered us, has rescued us, has saved us, and has brought us into Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这叫安息日。
And this is called Sabbath.
所以我们现在一起来读希伯来书第四章第八节到第九节。
Now let's come to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8 through 9.
若是约书亚已经叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子了，这样看来必另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留。看到了没有哈？就是说，如果旧约这个安息日的意义真正已经成就在神百姓身上的话
，So what the author is telling us that if the significance of the Sabbath has been established, been completed on the people of God,
圣经就不需要在那里应许说将来有一个特别的安息是为着神的百姓。
The scripture no longer need to promise that there is another day of rest that is coming for the people of God.
所以旧约应许的那一个真实的安息，就是指着耶稣基督要来带给我们的安息。
The Old Testament speaks of that day that is going to come and bring us into true rest, speaks of what Christ will do for us.
所以耶稣来的时候说，人只是安息日的主。
And that's why Jesus, when he came, Jesus says that he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
这就是旧约所应许的，也是希伯来书作者所说的，另有一个安息日的安息是为着神的百姓存留的。
This is what's been prophesied in the Old Testament, what the author of Hebrews tells us, that another day has been set for us to enter into.
所以旧约的安息日第一个意义，承受神所有的祝福，在基督里我们承受了属天所有的祝福。
And again, in the Old Testament, the Sabbath, the people of God has received the blessings of the Lord, and here the New Testament, the Lord's Day, we come to acknowledge that we have received the blessing that comes from the Lord.
所以旧约的百姓虽然在历史上他们经历了从埃及救出来，经过旷野进到迦南，
As the Old Testament, the people of God have experienced the fact that they were delivered out of Egypt into the wilderness and been brought into Canaan.
但是希伯来作者告诉我们，他们没有得到真正里面的安息，从里面来的安息。
The author of the Hebrew tells us,Even though they did not truly receive rest that's inside.
所以圣经为我们预备了一个新的安息，叫做在基督里的安息。
So therefore, a rest needs to be made, prepared for us, is called the rest in Christ.
是从生命里面出来的。
It comes out of the life within.
它是超越外面环境的。
It surpasses our outward circumstances.
在这个安息里面，我们享受神所有的祝福。
That in this rest, we can truly enjoy all the blessings of God.
在基督里面，我们在这里承受了整个救恩所有的内容，全备的救恩。
That in Christ, we receive the fullness of God's salvation through Him.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，这是另有一个安息日为神的百姓存留。
And this is why you see that there is another day that is spoken for the people of God.
所以当主耶稣说人只是安息日的主，
And when the Lord says that I am the Lord of the Sabbath,
他的意思就是人真正的安息决定是从我而来的。
His meaning and what he's trying to say is that true rest can only be obtained through me.
我就是安息日真正的意义和
I am the true significance of the Sabbath day.
这也是哥罗西书第二章十六节、十七节，这些日子、节期等等等，不过是后世的影儿，它的本体是基督。
And we read in Colossians chapter 2 that tells us that all these seasons, all these celebrations, all these days, they are but shadows of the reality that is in Christ.
所有旧约这些日子都很重要，但是它不过是一个 shadow.
All these celebrations, all these Old Testament feasts, they are all very important, but they are all shadows.
本体是基督。
The reality is Christ.
好，所以有人给你介绍男朋友，然后或者女朋友，拿照片给你看。
So if somebody introduces a particular girl or a guy as boyfriend, potential boyfriend or girlfriend, and they show you a picture,
你再怎么看还是不太放心。
And no matter how you look at that picture, Maybe you still worry a little bit.
啊，你觉得这是一个影像，不够清楚。
You say this is but a picture. I still don't see the person.
等到他真的来到你面前，本体来了，你不需要再看照片了。
When the person is truly standing in front of you, you wouldn't be looking at the picture anymore.
所以旧约这些安息日啊，什么日啊，什么日的，不过是一个影儿 shadow.
And the Old Testament, all these feasts, all these celebrations, they are all but shadows.
当这个真正的实体基督来的时候，这些东西。就不是我们要在乎的，我们要在乎的是基督。
And the reality comes, what comes in Christ, what we need to care about is Christ.
所以马太福音十一章主耶稣就说：“凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我要使你们得安息。”
And Matthew chapter 11, the Lord proclaims and says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest."
这个叫做安息日的主。
And this is called the Lord of the Sabbath.
以色列人守安息日，他们没有安息。
The Israelites, when they observe the Sabbath, they have no rest.
他们用那么多律法的要求，把自己搞得全身不舒服。
And that they try to discern with all sorts of regulations, and they have no rest as they come to Sabbath.
你如果没有把安息日吃的饭在礼拜五做好的话，你礼拜六没饭吃的。
If you don't make your food by ahead of time.On Friday, you have nothing to eat on Saturday.
你家人生病了，如果你没有礼拜五以前去看他，礼拜六只有一定的路，不到大概 1 mile, 不到 2 mile, 你可以走。如果他住得更远，你就不能去看他。
And if you're sick and your doctor lives more or farther than beyond a certain set range, you cannot go on the Sabbath.
而现代人坐电梯连按电梯都不准按，安息。
And nowadays, some rabbis will even say that you can't even press the button on an elevator. You got to rest. That is the finest work.
一点都不安息。
So they actually have no rest.
所以基督仁子是安息日的主。
And this, therefore, Christ, Jesus, he is the Lord of true Sabbath.
所以我在说耶稣来了，他是真正的安息日。
So Jesus came. He came as the true Sabbath day.
人不是为安息日设立的，安息日是为人设立的。
A man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man.
所以马可福音也好，马太福音也好，路加福音也好，约翰福音也好，甚至使徒行传，你常常可以看到七日的第一日讲到耶稣复活。
And in all the Gospels and in the Book of Acts, we can see repeated again and again. It talks about the Lord's Day, the day of the Lord's resurrection.
所以时间快到了，我要很快讲。那我们主日该怎么来过它
？I'm running out of time. I want to come and elaborate. How do we live out this day?
我在说哈，守主日不是律法上的，不是习惯的。
I want to say again that to keep the Lord's Day, it is not a ritual. It is not legalistic.
它是神的要求。
It is God's.A requirement, God's command.
也是我们为着神而来守的。
But it is for us to keep it for Him.
所以第一件事情，我们在这里讲到主日分别为圣。
The foremost, the first thing we want to set the day apart.
在宝座前，在主的桌子前，开始我们这一周新的生活。
That before the throne of God, before the Lord's table, we want to begin this brand new week.
所以千万不要以为礼拜天是一个礼拜的最后一天。
Do not think that Sunday is the last day of the week.
这是现代人的观念啊。
This is the concept for our current culture.
礼拜天过完了，礼拜一开始一个礼拜的生活。
Sunday is over now. I begin the next week.
所以很多人有 Blue Monday 还不如 Sunday。
I have no idea.
就是忧郁症，不喜欢礼拜一来，因为又要开始了一个礼拜的忙碌。
They call it a Blue Monday, huh?Monday blues. Thank
Monday
you, Aaron.
Blue.
Aaron knows that very well.
He suffered a lot. yeah. 所以对圣经来说，对基督徒来说，一个礼拜的第一天是礼拜天，主日。
Concerning Christians, concerning the Word of God, the very first day of the week is the Lord's Day, Sunday.
所以我们礼拜天是来到神宝座面前，来到。主的桌子面前开始我们一个礼拜。
Know that at the beginning of the week, on Sunday, as we come to the Lord's Day, we're coming before the throne of God, we're coming before the Lord's table.
哇，你不觉得太有意义吗？
Don't you think that this have a greater significance?
我只是不想让大家分岔哈。我没有弄那个 slide 给大家看。你看那个中国古代的上朝那个文武百官要来见皇帝。
The ancient times of China, when people need to come and see the emperor.
这个它分一品、二品、三品、四品，那要四品以上、三品以上的才能够进到宫殿里面，其他都在外面。
It depends on your status or your position. You have to be the upper crust before you can come and see the emperor.
他们关在外面的令人风雨无阻，都得站在外面。
And all those who are of the lower class, they all need to be outside.
未来来朝见君王。
For the sake to come to see the emperor.
你知道他们是几点钟吗？早上。
Do you know what time they need to show up?
中国的早晨五点钟。
It's five a.m. according to
皇帝的早朝五点钟。
Five a.m. in the morning.
哦，你们说皇帝这么勤快啊
？He said, "Wow, the emperor is so diligent. He wakes up early."
他们那时候晚上没事干，太阳下山了，黑了就睡觉了。
They have nothing to do when the sun goes down, gets dark. They just go to bed, go to sleep.
早晨五点钟来见王。
They come and see the emperor at 5 a.m. in the morning.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要想到我们这一般人，我们缺少那种简单的信心。我们是来见万王之王啊。
And brothers and sisters, I want to remind us that oftentimes we lack the simple faith, or to come to acknowledge that we're coming to the King of Kings.
刚才第一首诗歌就是来见这个 King of Kings.
The very first song that we opened up this morning, we're coming to the King of Kings.
神啊，我感谢你，又是一个礼拜开始。
Yes, Lord, I thank you at the beginning of a brand new week.
I'm here. 我在这里住。我是属你的
Lord, I belong to you.
我是为这位万王之王而活着的
Yes, Lord, I am living for the King of Kings.
我老板虽然凶，但是他在你眼中算什么？
My boss, and maybe he may be an angry person, but he's nobody before you.
我生活虽然有压力，但是 you are my Lord.
I have pressures around me in my life, but you are my Lord.
在施恩的宝座前向他降服。
Before the throne of grace, I can come and bow before you.
在主的桌子面前开始我们一个礼拜的生活。
Yes, before the Lord's table, we begin this week.
因为桌子告诉我们，耶稣爱我们，爱到一个地步，命都舍了。
Because this table tells us that Christ loved us to the extent that He would lay down His life for us.
他没有留下一样好处不给我们。
He would not leave anything else.
有这样子爱我的耶稣陪我过这个礼拜，太有福了。
If we have such a Jesus who loves me so dearly and will walk with me for this week, how blessed would I be?
更何况我们要在这里纪念他，来感谢他。
Not to say that I am here.To remember him, to thank him.
他为我们做成了何等的事情。
He has done for us a wonderful thing.
所以诗前面118篇24节，这是大家很喜欢唱的一条歌。
Yes, Psalm 118 verse 24, and it's made into a song that we all know well.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们要在其中高兴欢喜。
Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
我们生日也唱啊，结婚也唱啊，什么都唱啊，都弄这些。
We sing it on our birthday, we sing it on the wedding day, all the days of significance.
This is the day 是为我 make 的。
And we thought that, oh yeah, the Lord made this day for me.
但是它的前后文，其实我没有时间赶出来的，我希望他们打出来。
But if you read the entire psalm,
它的前后文是说匠人所砌的石头已经做了房角头块的石头。
And he says that the rock that the chief cornerstone has already been rejected.
没有关系，他那里主要在那里讲到耶稣基督被弃，然后被神用来做房角石，做头块的房角石。
The psalm focuses on the notion that the chief cornerstone has been rejected, but it has been set as a chief cornerstone.
所有的解经家都承认，这里所说的锁定的日子，就是指的耶稣基督死里复活，他成为 cornerstone.
And everybody who looks at this word, this verse, the scholars come to the conclusion that this day.That is set concerning the Lord's day.
所以我不是说你下次结婚不能用这条歌，你要跟主说借用一下。
I'm not to say that future weddings, those of you who are thinking about getting married and maybe sing the song that you can't use it, you can certainly borrow it from the Lord.
这个日子是特别来庆祝耶稣基督复活了。
Yes, this day is set.To celebrate the resurrection of the Lord.
他从死里复活，败坏了整个掌死权的撒旦魔鬼。
He rose from the dead. He has done away and abolished death and Satan and sin.
带给我们荣耀的盼望，全新的开始。
Given us a glorious hope, a brand new start.
好，所以在圣经里面，七日的第一日，绝大部分是用来讲耶稣复活。
Yes, the Lord's Day, the first day of the seventh of the week, is always talking about the resurrection of the Lord's Day.
那么有两个地方，《使徒行传》二十章告诉我们，七日的第一日，我们聚会擘饼的时候。
And Acts chapter 20 verse 7 tells us that on the very first day, each of you talks about the assembly where we come to break bread.
初期教会一定用礼拜天早晨在这里擘饼。
The early church, they always use the first day of the week to come to break bread.
来到为我们死救赎我们的耶稣基督面前来纪念他。
To come before the Lord who gave his life for us, that we would come and remember him.
然后那天晚上保罗在那里跟他们讲道。
And that night, Paul begins to preach to them.
所以擘饼。讲到都是他们那时候主日常做的事。
And to come, the breaking of bread and the preaching of the Lord's word is something they've done on the Lord's day.
你们嫌我讲到太长的话，就听听保罗讲。讲到半夜，人都从楼上掉下来。
If you think that I speak too long, then come and see what Paul's been doing. He talked to midnight to the point people actually fell asleep and fell off the building.
哥林多前书十六章说到主日的时候，保罗劝他们要把自己的奉献带来。
1 Corinthians chapter 16, Paul admonished them that on the very first day of the week, bring your offerings and bring your tithe.
奉献说到我们对神恩典感恩的一个回应。
It speaks of our response of thanksgiving towards the Lord.
奉献说到我们把神摆在第一位，我们爱
他。Offering speaks of the fact that we put God at the foremost of our lives and we thank Him.
所以这是旧约里面我们看到的主日聚会。
Yes, in the New Testament, the early church, this is what we see.
所以我们在这里特别讲到主日是用来几件事情哈，我想至少五件事情，请大家记得。
There are five things I'd like to ask all of you to please remember.
第一个，用来敬拜神。
One, use it to worship the Lord.
从旧约开始，他就说这是圣日，要分别为圣归给他。
Yeah, even since the Old Testament, it says this is a day that is holy, sanctified unto the Lord.
不要随随便便主日不来。
Do not casually skip or miss the Lord's day.
如果你出差要到外地去，尽量不要用主日坐飞机。
If you need to travel for business, if you are able not to travel on Sunday, don't travel on Sunday.
用来敬拜神，因为他是神，他配得我们敬拜。
Use it as a day of worship for the Lord because He is worthy.Of our praise.
第二个，来这里纪念主。
Secondly, come and remember the Lord.
上个礼拜于师母讲到加略森，他为我们，他不仅仅震撼，带来极大的震撼。
Last Sunday, Pastor Nancy was sharing with us what the event that transpired on the Mount of Calvary.
他也把伊甸园我们那种失败跟堕落带来无助的那种命运，整个扭转过来了。
And how God has turned the tide on Calvary concerning the curse and the sin that was in our lives after the fall of Eden.
而且借着加略山的爱，那个无敌可比的爱，来激励我们。
And through the love of Calvary, the love that is immeasurable, He has loved us with that love.
所以在我们教会讲过很多年，有很多新来的没听过啊。
We speak of this for many, many years. And those of you who are new here, maybe you haven't heard it before.
如果你礼拜天只能参加一堂聚会的话，我宁可希望你们参加波饼聚会，不用听讲道。
If Sunday there's only a portion of time that you are made available, I ask you would come during the portion where we are breaking bread. You don't need to come and attend to the message.
不是讲道不重要，而是没有一件事情比我们来到主面前直接来爱他、来感恩他、来纪念他更重要。
It is not that the message is not important, but nothing can compare to coming to the Lord and remembering what He has done for us.
希望大家自然就不迟到。
And I pray that all of us, that we are not late.
除非有小小孩不得已，我们尽量不坐在 overflow, 进来、来到主桌子前。
Unless you really need to manage very, very small children, that we won't sit.In the overflow area, but we would come to the congregation.
我知道那边很舒服，你可以靠着，可以起来走，可以看手机，想听就听，不听就不听。但是我们是来到神面前。
And maybe in the overflow area, you feel that it's a lot more casual. You could do whatever you want to do. You have more freedom to do what you want to do. But please remember, we are coming before the presence of God.
第三个，我们让圣灵自由做工在我们身上。
Thirdly, we ask that the Holy Spirit will work freely.
我们经历圣灵的更新，经历圣灵在我们身上 transformation 改变我们。
And we come and experience the renewal of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the transformation of our lives.
所以父子圣灵
that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
来敬拜神，来纪念主，来接受圣灵的工作
to come and worship the Lord, to remember the Lord, to receive the working of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们在神家领受神的圣言，让神借着信息，借着主日学，借着各样聚会对我们说话。
And we come to receive the word from the Lord through the pulpit, through Sunday school, what God was speaking to my heart.
最后一件事情，我们在这里享受肢体。我们一起在这里活出身体的见证来。
Lastly, to enjoy the bodily life, to live out the fullness of the body of Christ.
所以我们今天的那个主题经文特别说到，我们有这样子一位祭司治理神家，要带着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
So our key verse talks about the fact that we have such a high priest over us that with the fullness of faith and assurance of faith that we need to come before the Lord.
然后二十四节说到我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，就说我们彼此的扶持。
Verse 24 tells us that we need to consider one another, stir up love and good works.
而且我们在这里活出身体的见证，众人合一啊。
And to live out the testimony that we, though many, that we are one.
成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证。
That we may be a witness, testimony of Jesus Christ, the Word that has become flesh.
所以希伯来作者讲到这的时候，就说你们不可以停止聚会。
And so therefore, the author of Hebrew, when he comes to the conclusion, he says, "Do not forsake the assembly of God's people."
像那些停止惯的。
is the manner of some.
你要知道，你只要一两次不来聚会，偶尔常常不来聚会，你会停止惯了就不来的，这是人的惰性。
But so you began this habit, it's our fallen nature. We miss it one day, we miss it another. It becomes a habit, and then we just neglect the Lord's day.
我们需要常常来到主的面前。
We need to often come before the Lord's presence.
就跟一个炭火一样，你如果从一堆炭里面把一个炭火拿出来，它很快就干掉了。
Just like coal, if they are all burning, if you take one away from the pile.Quickly, it will diminish.
好，尤其神有特别的祝福是在教会里面的。
There's a place of commanded blessing of the Lord that God has over the church.
马太福音十八章二十节说，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
Matthew chapter 18 tells us that the Lord says, "No, whenever two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in their midst."
你不要说我在家就可以了，我看网络也可以，看现场也可以，差多了。
You say, "Well, I'm at home. I can watch it online and."It's quite, it's drastically different.
多少人看 DVD 跟在现场聚会都可以 tell the difference, a big difference.
A lot of people can tell the difference, whether you're watching the message through a DVD or through TV versus you're here personally.
在网络上听跟现场听差多了，在这里圣灵有特别的工作，有神特别的同在。
Here, God has His commanded blessing. Here, there is the presence of God.
时间到了，我必须唱。我们唱 "This is the day"， 好不好？这是真的 ，This is the day。
And celebrate and sing. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
不光只是为着你们，这是主的日子。
Again, not just in celebration with the brothers who have been baptized today, but this is the Lord's day.
这是一个荣耀的，这是一个圣洁的，这是一个蒙恩蒙福的日子。
And this is a glorious day. This is a wonderful day. This is the day of blessing.
每一次聚会
so, Yes, every time we come and gather
神赐福
God bless
人蒙福
Men are being blessed
第三个我们在这里流露彰显神的祝福
And thirdly, we come and testify of God's blessing in our lives
当我们刚才这五件事情都掌握住的时候
And when we lay hold of these five things that I've mentioned
这就是最好的同一心灵高举基督同一脚中我们在这里扩展神国。
This is the best way to exalt Christ in one spirit. This is the best way to expand God's kingdom in one accord.
就跟我们今天受浸一样，跟这么多亲友做见证。
And it's the testimony of all those who are being baptized today to their friends, to their families.
来，我们来唱，站起来啊！
Would you all please rise and sing it together? I don't know if there are any gospel friends here who have not accepted Jesus as your Savior.
你愿不愿意像我们一样在这里能够承受神所赐给我们的祝福？
Do you want to receive the blessings that the Lord has prepared for you?
一起来享受耶稣基督流血为我们所完成的救恩。
Come and enjoy the salvation that has been established through the blood of Jesus Christ.
一起享受伟大的圣灵在我们身上来改变我们的生活。
To come and enjoy how the Holy Spirit can change and transform the way we live.
有这样子的人在你位置上把手举起来不要管别人有没有这样子的人感谢主还有没有还有没有还有没有感谢主还有没有
someone else.
让你的日子不一样，让你的人生不一样。我最后再问一次，还有没有这样子的人？把手举起来。
Anyone else?
还有没有
？Anyone else?
感谢主，主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Praise God, we thank you.
哦，谢谢你把这么样子大的安息赐给了我们。
Yes, we thank you for this wonderful rest you've given us.
这个世界叫人劳苦愁烦。
Yes, this world brings us into.
常常让我们里面没有安息。
Into heaviness, that we are laden, that we have no rest.
主啊，但愿今天早晨圣灵在提醒我们。
We pray that this morning the Spirit of God will remind us once more.
当基督耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候。
That when Jesus said it is finished on the cross.
所有的救恩都完成了。
The salvation has been completed.
所有的恩典和祝福都在你的里面。
All the grace and all the blessings are in Christ.
主啊，让我们带着简单的信心。
That with the simplicity of faith,
让我们每个主日都来到神的家中。
That every single one of the Lord's day, we would come into your house.
向至高的神、爱我们的主来献上我们对你的敬拜和赞美。
To the God Most High, to the Lord who loves us, that we would pour forth our love.
赦免我们从前对主日的轻视、忽略。
Oh Lord, I ask that you would forgive us as we despise this day and time past.
让我们以后决定不随便浪费任何一个主日。
That we do not casually and we do not waste any one of the Lord's days.
也救我们脱离遗文旧样里面的守主日。
And we ask that Lord, you would deliver us, oh Lord, from following the letters of the law.
让我们在爱里面，在心灵的新样里面来侍奉你。
Than the law and regulation, but in the newness of life, that we would come and celebrate this day.
谢谢耶稣。
We thank you, Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好，大家请坐。
Would you please be seated?